Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
I feel like there's a lot that we want to learn, and we want you to be patient with us and help us, you know, learn what it looks like to look at life through your eyes. And it's hard for us, honestly, because we're selfish people. And so we only think of ourselves. And so if you can be patient with us, because most of us have not ever had the experience of being in a place where we weren't in the majority. And that's a difficult transition for us to make. And I'm just telling you, it's difficult. And what I'm telling you, I don't speak for ever. I can't wave a wand and make it. But I know we want to learn that. And we really do want to fight alongside of you.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of United We Fall. And this was Pastor J.D. Greer in his answer to the last question, which was given by Pastor Kevin Singer, as he asked Pastor J.D. Greer to give a last word to the Muslim audience, what he wishes these Muslim believers to leave this truth forum with. What is the final message he wished to share with his Muslim audience? Once again, as we have seen in our last program, Pastor J.D. Greer apologized, asking the Muslim forgiveness. And here, once again, what he said. He's asking them to be patient with us simply because we are arrogant, because we are selfish. And as I shared with you on our last program, this is not true at all. And I'm thankful to God that he's telling his audience that he's only talking for himself. But here, I would love to concentrate a little bit on the last statement he said as we continue to listen to the rest of his answer. He told his audience, we really do want to learn that and fight alongside of you. Excuse me, what? That's exactly what Pastor J.D. Greer said. Here it is again. Listen to his own words by his own voice.
But I know we want to learn that, and we really do want to fight alongside of you.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Pastor J.D. Greer is hoping to learn from the Muslims, and he really wants to fight alongside of the Muslims. Maybe that's why in the following year, many of the Southern Baptist ministers fought for the Muslim people, for allowing them or blessing them to build mosques all over America. That's exactly the great danger of the unity with the Muslims. I have been living in America now for 28 years, and I have attended some of the Baptist conventions, and I never heard any Baptist minister say that he wants to stand and fight alongside of the Christians who are persecuted by the Muslims all over the 57 Muslim countries. I know that we Christians here in America pray for the persecuted Christians all over the world. But what are we doing about this prayer? Is this just simply lip service? We pray for you. Why can't we do something about the Christians who are persecuted in Egypt by the Muslims of Egypt, or the Christians who are persecuted in Sudan by the Muslims of Sudan, or the Christians who are persecuted in Iraq and Afghanistan by the Muslims of Iraq and Afghanistan, or the Muslims who are living in Indonesia and on with the 57 Muslim countries? Why can't we put our prayers into actions and stand in solidarity with the persecuted Christians of planet Earth? Yes, the Southern Baptist Church stood alongside of the Muslims, and they fought alongside of the Muslims in America by blessing them and allowing them to build mosques all over this country. After all, it's freedom of religion. After all, we must show the Muslim people who love them. After all, we don't want the Muslim to hinder us in the Middle East for not allowing us to build churches in the Muslim world. Well, I'm sorry. This is just a propaganda talk. We're helping the Muslims to take over America, but at the same time, we're not helping the Christians to build a church, not even in the country of Egypt. Because up to last year, Still, our president Assisi is trying to fight for the Christians of Egypt to allow them to build churches in Egypt. Because you may not know that it is illegal to build a church in Egypt because the law, the constitution of Egypt does not allow the building of churches in Egypt. Where is Pastor J.D. Greer and the Southern Baptist Churches of America? Where are the Christians of America to fight alongside of the Christians of the Middle East? That does not exist. This is a sad reality to learn about the lack of solidarity of the Church of America with the rest of the body of Christ, the Church in planet Earth. And trust me, you will never hear Imam Omar Sleiman when he answers the same question by telling Pastor J.D. Greer, we will fight alongside of the Christians of the Muslim world or the Christians of America. This is just a one-way bridge. It is giving America to the Muslims and giving the whole world to the Muslims. But Christians will have nothing out of it. All what we're going to get out of these dialogues is a lip service of the Muslims of America, that they love us and they really appreciate us to stand and fight alongside of the Muslims in America. Imam Omar Sleiman and the Muslim audience in this truth forum did not lose a thing and did not learn any truth about Islam or Christianity because of the compromisation which Pastor J.D. Greer gave throughout the night. But they were excited about Pastor J.D. Greer's promise that he will fight for the Muslims. He will give this country to the Muslims because that's the only thing I can understand from his comments, which he gave all night long. And now let's continue to listen to a little bit more of his answer. That is when Pastor J.D. Greer said,
we also want you to know that, I mean, we would be lying if we didn't tell you that, yes, we really do believe what the Bible teaches about Jesus. And we know that you don't, and we know that we don't live in a pluralistic world where everybody's right about everything. And so, man, we would love the chance to be able to explain, one of the things that the New Testament says is be ready to give an answer for the reason of the hope that is in you.
Wow, what a bold statement. Pastor J.D. Greer is telling the Muslims of his audience that he will be lying if he will not tell them that we believe in the teachings of the Bible about Jesus. What it is? Why can't you tell me openly, sir, that we believe according to the Bible and quote the verses of the scripture that Jesus is God Almighty, the Word of God who became flesh. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus did die on the cross and he was buried and he rose from the dead on the third day. And Jesus is the only way to heaven. And Muhammad cannot be any way for any of you to get to heaven. Why can't we bold enough to say the whole truth? Nothing but the truth, so help us, God. So we will not be lying to the Muslim people. No, he didn't. Even when he talked about Jesus in the earlier session of his speech, he did not give it to them boldly. I'm sorry, once again, let me explain this to you. To share all the truths about Jesus, even the things which I just said a few seconds ago, about who Jesus is and what Jesus did for our sins, without first letting the Muslim believers know that they are in a cult, that Muhammad is not a prophet, that the Quran is not the word of God, that Allah is not God. If you don't do that, nothing of all what you said have any value whatsoever. It is like throwing pearls under the pig's feet. I don't understand. How much do you think the pigs enjoy the pearls under their feet? It does not have any value to them. They will sink them in the mud under their feet because they do not know what it is. These white objects under their feet. That's exactly the reality of when we minister to the Muslim people. If they do not know that they are lost, they don't need your direction. If they do not know that Muhammad is a sinful, wicked, evil man, they don't need your Savior, Jesus Christ. Because everything you will share with the Muslim about Christianity to them, because they believe in Muhammad to be a prophet, because they believe in the Quran to be the final word of Allah, because they believe in Islam to be the final religion, everything you're going to share with them about Christ and Christianity is falsehood. I do not know if you got it yet, my dear friends. Muslims need to know that they are dying believing in a false prophet to spend eternity in hell. And that's why they need Jesus. Otherwise, anything you're going to tell them about Jesus is nothing but falsehoods. So yes, I'm glad that Pastor JD is ready to share the truth about the reason for the hope he have in Jesus. But that reason and that hope is a falsehood to the Muslims, unless the Muslims hear the truth about who they are and where they are at in the savage cult, the cult of Islam. And that is one thing neither Pastor J.D. Greer or Pastor Kevin ever gave in that truth forum on that night.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Now, let us listen to the testimony of Pastor J.D. Greer himself.
I know this has happened when I was 16 years old. I grew up in a home that was Christian. And so when I was 16 years old, I had my own little crisis of faith because I thought, I think maybe I'm Christian because my parents are Christian. And I bet if I was born a Muslim, I bet you I would be Muslim. And I bet you if I was born in an atheist home, I'd be atheist. So just because my parents believe it doesn't mean it's what's true. And so I went through this, and I'm not claiming I was any great scholar, but just went through and really said, because I realized the Christian claim was all built on whether Jesus actually raised from the dead. And through that process, I came to the conviction that he really did. And because he did, the Bible teaches that that meant that his death on the cross really was God so loving me, that he wanted me to be reconciled to him. And so he took the thing I could not change, which was my sinful heart and the penalty for my sin. He took it away. And he took it away and he gave me eternal life so that I am sure, positive, that if I died, even tonight, I would go to heaven. Not because I have any righteousness of my own to speak of, but because it's gift righteousness that God gave as a gift of grace.
Now here is my few simple sentences to analyze the testimony of Pastor J.D. Greer. I believe this is a very sincere testimony. I believe he is a born-again Christian from his own words. I believe he truly believes in Jesus Christ. I believe that if he will die today, he will go to heaven because he told us the truth which we believe in Christianity, which is we're sinful people and the punishment of our sin is death. But Pastor J.D. Greer did not clarify to his audience that Jesus is God Almighty who came in the flesh. He is the Son of God who died on the cross and he was buried. But he simply said to his audience, because of the resurrection of Jesus, he believed that God loved us. And that's how he knew for sure that Christianity is true. But once again, if I were a Muslim sitting in this meeting, I will tell you what you believe is not true because you're just reading this information from the New Testament, from the corrupt Injil, not the original gospel of Jesus, which Prophet Isa received a good 2,000 years ago from Allah. So you see, we have a problem. And this problem simply is Pastor J.D. Greer and the Christians of America believe in a falsehood. Why is that? Because my Muhammad, my Quran, my Allah, my Islam said so. But let's go back again to the rest of the testimony of Pastor J.D. Greer. He said, because Jesus rose to life, we have the hope for our salvation, and we will be forever with him in heaven. All this is wonderful, and all this is great truth. But once again, that's what we say, and that's what we hear. That's not what we say and what Muslims hear. Because the Muslims who sit in this room, all what they heard is that Pastor J.D. Greer is an infidel. He believes in lies, and the truth is not in what he said. Because that's why Allah sent Muhammad 1400 years ago with the final revelation, the word of Allah in the Quran, where we know for sure that Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus did not die on the cross. Jesus never rose from the death. Why? Because that is the lies which Christians believe in. And for all the Muslims who were sitting in that meeting, listening to these lies, it is like that. Pastor J.D. Greer is trying to tell the Muslims, believe in my lies and become infidels like me, so when you die, you will spend eternity in hell. That is exactly what the Muslims heard from Pastor J.D. Greer. That's why not one Muslim in that meeting and that night became a Christian. Not on that night, not forever. Every time Muslims will hear these truths, it is simply like we're asking them to become an infidel like us so they will spend eternity in hell. That is what Muslims hear, and that's what Muslims understand from the sharing of the gospel with the Muslims. Once again, why? Because Muslims believe they are in the truth. They believe in the final religion of Islam. Muhammad to them is a great prophet, and the Quran is the final word of Allah. And through Muhammad and the Quran, they know for sure that all Christians who believe in these lies are infidels. And when they die, they will go to hell forever. That is exactly what Muslims believe about Christians and the false Christianity which we believe in the world today. And once again, the only way for Muslim believers to listen to these truths which Pastor J.D. Greer shared with them and believing in it, it is for these Muslims to know that their Muhammad is not a prophet, their Allah is not God, their Quran is not the word of God, their Islam is a savage cult, and that is exactly what was missing in this night dialogue. As Imam Omar Sliman continue to speak about Muhammad, the final messenger, here is Islam, here is what we believe, and on about the greatness of Islam and Muhammad, and Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer did not correct any of the falsehood of Islam. Similar to that, here we go, Pastor J.D. Greer sharing all the truths of Christianity, and Muslims know it for sure to be not the truth. Do you think Muslims learned anything new in that night from Pastor J.D. Greer? You can repeat these truths of Christianity over and over and over again, and nothing will change. Why? Because they believe these are simply lies and the falsehood which all Christians sadly believe in. If we, the Americans and the Christians, just become a Muslim, accept the final message of Islam, that is the word of Allah in the Quran, and accept the final messenger of Islam, that is Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam. If we do that, then we will really be saved. And that's exactly what you'll be hearing from Imam Omar Sliman when he answers the same question. But now, let us listen to the final words which Pastor J.D. Greer shared in his answer.
And so, yes, that is our conviction, and that is something we want to tell you. We promise as much as we can. We're not going to be annoying about that. I can't promise for everybody. A lot of Christians are really annoying, and me too. But
this
we
is
do,
going quick.
Yeah, this is the fast version, right? We really do want to know you, be friends with you, learn from you, and then be able to share some of these things that are really important in the right and proper ways.
Yes, indeed, my friends. This is the Christian conviction. That's what we believe. And these are the truths of Christianity. And I'm sorry to say, unless Muslims know that they are living in a falsehood, these truths of ours to them are falsehood. I know the moderator Pastor Kevin Singer was trying to be funny, and he kind of trapped him. Is this going quick? And he said, yeah, this is the quick answer for this very important question. Believe me, my friends, this was a golden opportunity. And sadly, Pastor J.D. Greer lost it because, once again, he did not critique the lies of Imam Omar Suleiman. He did not tell the people, the Muslim in the audience, any truth about the real Muhammad, the real Quran, the real Allah, the real Islam, because after all, it was a dialogue, not a debate. And in dialogue, once again, people have to be nice. People have to compromise so we don't turn a dialogue into a debate. But Pastor J.D. Greer ended this golden opportunity by telling the Muslim audience, we really do want to know you, be friends with you, and be able to share some of these things that are really important in the right and proper ways. You know what? All what he shared is very important. It is the truth. And the proper way is let the Muslims know that they are naked and their righteousness, which they can wear, is Jesus Christ himself. Let them know that they are thirsty and the true living water is Jesus Christ. Let them know that they are hungry and the true bread of life is Jesus Christ. Let them know that they are lost and the true way to get to heaven is Jesus Christ. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.